on the line? We do. Khalil Mack?
Yes, sir.
There we are. How are you, Khalil? Greg Papa, I'm the voice of the Oakland Raiders, and John Middlecoff is alongside. Congratulations. Tell me about being drafted by the Raiders at number 5 today.
Hey, man, I'm extremely blessed to be a part of the Oakland Raiders, man. This is a dream come true, man. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to put on that black and silver, man.
You know, I heard you talking this morning, and that you said, if I'm not taken by about 5, I'm going to start getting worried. So did you have any inkling that you wouldn't go past 5, and if you were still on the board at 5, Reggie McKenzie was going to take you?
In a sense, we had an idea of what may happen, and I knew that 5 and 6, I started getting a little worried, man. So it worked out, and the damage is done, and I'm ready to go.
Khalil, correct me if I'm wrong, but you only had one other scholarship offer coming out of high school, and that was Liberty. And now you go number 5 to arguably the most storied franchise in the history of the NFL. I mean, are you even able to talk right now? Your excitement level must just be through the roof.
Yeah, listen, this is a dream come true, man. I'm so excited, man. It's so surreal, man. I don't even know. I can't even fathom what's getting ready to happen. But I'm ready, man. I'm ready, and I can't wait to play football, man.
Yeah. What, in the Raider Nation, they're here. We're having a draft day party, and they're excited to have you. Was Turner Gill your head coach there when you were a young guy, or was Turner already gone?
No, Turner Gill was my head coach. He recruited me.
Tell me about playing for him, because I am from Buffalo, and that program, the UB Bulls, were nothing forever, and Turner Gill was the guy that was able to really put that program on the map. Tell me about playing for Turner Gill, Khalil.
Man, it was a joy. It was a joy to be on him and that coaching staff. And then that was the coaching staff that brought me to Buffalo, so they had to be doing something right. And I wanted to go in there and make the most of my opportunity, and they gave me that opportunity, and now I'm here.
Khalil, I know you met with Dennis Allen and Jason Tarver, the defensive coordinator at Oakland, and I'm pretty sure you came to Oakland for a visit. What did they talk to you about ultimately playing in this defense?
That's the crazy part, man. I did not go to Oakland for a visit.
Wow.
This would be my first time going to Oakland in a little bit. So it was very, very high. But
you ever been to California?
That's the draft for you, man. You never know.
Have you been to California before?
Never been to Cali, man. Never been to Cali.
I'll show you around. They got some great chicken wing spots out here. It's not like Duff's or the Anchor Bar, Khalil, but you'll love it.
Hey, man, hopefully.
Hey, I got to ask you, because Justin Tuck, what does he call his face mask? He has a face mask like you wear. So you're going to have to vie for that. What's the face mask you wear here? Is guys poking you in the eye or something? Why do you wear that thing?
That is called protection, as well as search and destroy. But even then, man, it gives you room to play fast. And guys on the offensive line, they get away with grabbing your face mask from time to time. And that's what that face mask does for me. From that standpoint, they can't get those little fingers in there and rip your head down.
Khalil, we have all of Raider Nation listening right now. Give us the scouting report on yourself.
You have a guy that likes to play fast, play physical. A guy that likes to make plays. A guy that plays well under pressure, and a guy that's a great teammate as well as I'm a solid guy, and I'm ready to come in and work. But as well as you, I'm a raw talent still. I have to get better, and I'm looking forward to the challenge and being under the wing of some of the best defensive players that have played the game, like Justin Tuck and Lamar Woodley. Yeah, it's going to be a blessing, man, and I can't wait.
Yeah, you obviously have power to rush the quarterback. What impressed me was your ability also to drop back into coverage and cover, and there's some good tight ends in the AFC West that you're going to have to deal with. So how much did Buffalo utilize you dropping back into coverage and not coming to get the quarterback?
He dropped me back enough, man. But even then, Coach, that mindset was to make sure I didn't get a quarterback any time. And I tried to make sure the quarterback was didn't pat the ball for too long, in a sense. And, but even then, I could get back and get my hands up and try to intercept some balls. So there was a lot of things that they did to manipulate the offense, especially when they seen different double team sets and different motion sets and different schemes to keep me away from the quarterback. They dropped me out, and I got my hands up and having to take a couple of them to the crib.
Yeah, you did. I saw them both. You run like a running back after you catch the ball. The one you had against Ohio State was unbelievable. They threw a quick screen your side, and the end was trying to cut you. The tackle was trying to cut you, and you just got off of that and ran back. The question I would have for you is the level of competition coming from the MAC into the NFL. Did you notice it that day when you went to Columbus that the Buckeye players were so much better than the players you typically play against? And how was that going to prepare you to play in the NFL every Sunday, Khalil?
That's the funny thing about it. I wanted to go out and dominate every game. I didn't care if it was a drop-off in competition, but even then, I didn't feel like it was too much of a change in competition. That's what people don't understand. The MAC conference is just as good as any other conference, but it's about the depth of those teams. And I feel like those other teams have a lot of good guys, so it puts pressure on the starters of the other small schools that have to stay on the field. And that's what it ultimately comes down to when you're playing the MAC conference versus Ohio State conference and all those Big 12 and Big 10 schools. So that's the only thing. That's the only difference. And that's the way I feel, especially when it comes down to it.
Yeah. We got to get you a new number. What number you want to wear? You can't wear 46 playing linebacker in this league, Khalil. What number are you going to ask for from Bobby Romanski?
Hey, man, who knows? Whatever they give me, I accept it as my own, man, and keep it moving, man. I'm done with Buffalo. I'm done with 46. It's time to grow up and move on, and it's another chapter, man, and I want to keep getting better, improve myself, and be a complete player. And I'm excited. Can't wait.
What's the deal on the 46? You had that number and you kept it because EA Sports in their college football video game ranked you 46 out of 100. Is that why you want that number?
No doubt, man. I kept it just because of that. So, yeah, man, it's been a long ride, and there's a lot of reasons why I do what I do, and I'm grateful and I'm blessed, and God has been great. And I can't wait to keep working hard and be an Oakland Raider.
46 out of 100, and now you're the fifth pick in the entire NFL draft. Khalil, welcome to the Raider Nation. When are you flying out? Are we going to see you tomorrow?
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now. I got to figure out what's going on. So
we look forward to meeting you, man.
Y'all might know before me.
Same weather as Buffalo. It's 65 here every day, just like Buffalo. Take care, Khalil. I look forward to meeting you, man.
Congratulations, man.
I look forward to meeting you, man. Thanks so much.